זה שולחן ארוך, סימן תפריש צדיק, סעיף י"ב, קראה מתנמנם, הועיל ולא נרדם, בשינה, יצא. If someone read the Megillah dozing off, I don't know if you could do that, I guess you could do that somehow. So if he's only did not fall asleep, says yes. But the person who's listening can. He can't be dozing off. He needs to be alert.
Oh, the person reading. The
person reading can be reading. Because he knows it all by heart. He already said it so many times, so he knows it. It just goes like automatic. Can?
You can have cases like
that. Yeah. But the person listening has to be 100% focused.
I mean, sometimes people want to get out of quite possibilities. And people come up from B'nai Brak and they want to be yotzi, stay your meat. So they already have one perm, they're half drunk and half all tired out, and then they come to read at night.
Yeah, so then it can be done. Well. השומע את המגילה צריך שיכוון להוציא השומע, צריך השומע לצאת. ואם הקורא שליח ציבור מסתם על הצור כל שומעים אפילו מחלות בכנסת ואין מדקדקים בתאויות טוב, someone who's reading the מגילה, he has to have a mind to be moitzi anyone who's listening, and anyone who's listening has to be mind to be yoitzi. Shliach Tzibur has in mind whoever hears the Megillah. I have in mind whoever wants to be Yitzhak. And then even if people that are even in the shul, could be outside the shul, they're listening, they're Yitzhak. If they hear the Megillah, they're Yitzhak. En medagdekim b'ta'uyotea. You're not particular about the mistakes. Now, not every mistake that the Baal Kol makes, you don't have to be particular about the mistakes, you have to be very particular. Okay? What does that mean? Okay, so it depends. If like there's no difference in the like in the Torah, also there's no difference in the meaning of the word. No, your yotzei still with hearing it. If there's a difference in the meaning, for example, it says Mordechai Yoshev. Mordechai was sitting, or is sitting. It says Yuchin Bet, and you read Mordechai Yashav. He sat. That's a different word.
Past tense.
It's past tense, exactly. That's not yotzei reading the Megillah. Or it says the Haman nofel. Haman was falling on the bed that Esther was on it. The end of the Megillah, towards the end. So nofel is nun over there. It's that above. It's nun pei lamed. So if he reads Haman nafal, it's not yotzi. You read in past tense. That's a mistake that of course you make. You correct the person.
There's
a reason. Yeah, but that's called sadot v'inyanim.
That's why you have to really hear from somebody who knows how to.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know yourself,
right. So who's gonna fix it?
The two blind people.
That means both.
I mean each other.
He fell from his ability to do something. When the power that he had fell.
And he also was
and now he's no fell on the mitzvah.
Now it says like in the Gemara, it brought a story. The Gemara Megillah brings down a story that two talmidim of Rav were sitting together. One read Ayudim, Ayudim, it says in Megillah many times the word Ayudim, and the other guy says Ayudim. It says Yudim, there's two Yuds over there, right? And they didn't fix it. Why? Because Yudim and Yudim is the same thing, it means Jews. So it's a Moshaneh. Okay? But a different mistake, like mistake in meaning, like we said, of course you have to return and say it again. Siman Tesvav, Seif Tesvav, I'm sorry. צריך לומר עשרת בני אמן ועשרת הכל בנשימה אחת להגיע שכולם נרגו ונתלו כאחד. You need to say the names of the ten sons of Haman with the word עשרת afterwards, together with till after the word עשרת, in one breath to announce to everyone that they all died at once. ודווקא לכתחילה דבר נעשה, זה שאולי לכתחילה, it's not מעקב, it's not say, it's still יוצא reading the Megillah, כן? The meaning is to start from 500 איש, before the 10 names, 500 איש, ואת פשנדת ואת פרמשת ואת הרידה, כן? Until after the word עשרת, כן? There's a few other minagim in Perek Vav, Balayla Hu Nadidash Nasa Melech. That night, the king's sleep was erupted. He wasn't able to sleep. So that, you announce it, you say it out loud or in a different tone, in a different because that's when the miracle began, that night. And also, when you say at the end of the Megillah, Igeret Hazot, the minhag is Igeret Hazot, to shake the Megillah, this specific scroll. Okay. And Chai Adam says, and there's different minhagim, that the names of the 10 sons of Ammon, only the Chazan should say it at once, and not the whole congregation. Some places of the congregation also says it. Each one will do what they do in the shul. Baruch sheyomar Ahur Aman Baruch Mordechai Ahura Zeresh Baruchah Esther Ahurim Kol Avdei Hakochavim Baruchim Kol Yisrael. Baruch sheyomar Gargal Charbonah Zachur LaTov. Here it brings it down from the tour and near the Yerushalmi in Masechta Megillah. Brings down that after Megillah we say Ahur Aman, cursed is Aman, blessed is Mordechai, cursed is Zeresh, blessed is Esther. Cursed to all the idol worshippers, and blessed are the Jews, the Am Yisrael. And at the end we add also Charvona Zachur LaTov. Charvona was in the miracle that he came and he said, also Haman, he built that, not only he's doing his problems, he built a thing to hang.
Gallows.
What was it called?
Gallows.
Gallows, 50 Amma high to hang Mordechai. Then Ahasuerus was very upset at Aman at the time, and he said, "Tlu alav, tlu et Aman al ha'et sheichinu Mordechai." Amar Samuel, "Shochocho, bayoy ma'u."
Saturday night, went to the airport in Tel Aviv. Got there.
There's a minag, at least by Ashkenazim, that there's four psukim that we say out loud before the chazan, and the chazan repeats. The first pasuk is, "Ish Yehudi ayad b'Shoshan Abira, u'Shmo Mordechai v'Na'ir ben Shimi v'Shimini." Right, there was a Jewish man in the capital, Shushan, and his name was Mordechai, the son of Kish, son of Ben Yair, the son of Yair, son of Shimi, son of Kish. He was from Shevet Binyamin. That's the minhag to say that out loud, and then to hear it again from the Chazan. You must hear it again from the Chazan. Why? Because he's learning from Kosher Megillah, and not everyone around has a Kosher Megillah. You have to hear it from someone who's reading from a Kosher Megillah. And it's the second pasuk is Mordechai Yatza Bilbush Machu Tcher Vachu Ater Zahar Tolav Tachir Tvutz Vargaman Ayir Shushan Tzala V'Samecha. And I cannot translate that to English. That just means that Mordechai left the king's palace and he was dressed all very nicely and very fancy, and everyone was happy. And the next pasuk right after that is ליהודים הייתה אורה ושמחה וסתום בעיקר, כן תהיה לנו, כן תהיה.
What we do in Abdullah.
Abdullah, right. Jews had light and they rejoiced and happiness. Kitzur.
So you mentioned to us.
You mentioned that.
I don't know if it reminds you of Pasuk Shaman.
Huh? No, that's
it. So it's just Ashkenazi and not... This just Ashkenazi.
I think all Ashkenazim say these psukim out loud. The four psukim that we say out loud. All Ashkenazim, I think.
The whole Megillah said out loud.
No. The whole Tzibul says four psukim out loud during the language.
Shlodim also.
Yeah. I know that.
No.
Sephardi do it too.
What do you mean? Al Yeshar, but
the Haggad, the Ramah brings it down.
Abay Shlodim no mumi. Loidim adoshim the Arba or Shtayim. Vayish kamishum.
More Ish Yehudi Ayah
B'Shushan
Mordechai Yatza, they say?
Ken
Le'yudim Ata Orah V'Simcha V'Sam
Ken
Ki Mordechai, the last passage. So they must be like, it's a minhag from the Ramah. It's a minhag from the Ramah. He brings it, yeah. Hagaot Maimoni.
Ken, no Hagaot Maimoni Rambam.
And the Avod Ram. One of the Rishonim.
Yes.
It's a very old minhag.
If it's from Rishonim, it's a quick way for Sfaradim, because according to Sfaradim, Derech Psika, the way of Sfaradim, you do not dare go against the Rishon.
Right.
If a Rishon goes against the Rishon, then you can choose one of them.
Right.
But if nobody against a Rishon, you go by the Rishon or else.
Yeah, and there's another minag to have Haman's name on something and then hit that on the ground, like we said.
Yeah, a piece of leather.
Okay.
Shoe leather, and you whack it.
And that's where that came, all the firecrackers come from. But
the firecrackers come from World War II.
Yeah?
Palagic was very against that sort of thing. There wasn't much, but never then. Do you know where firecrackers come from?
China.
I would ask about China. The Chinese have a tradition that when the moon gets smaller and smaller, because there's a dragon eating up the moon, and they have to scare it off. So these firecrackers will scare away the dragons eating the moon, and then the moon comes back.
During the Chinese New Year, they would fire off firecrackers.
Yeah. They're also for get away evil spirits. Okay? Firecrackers are direct from Avodah Zarah.
So even they're made for Avodah Zarah.
100%.
They're made for Avodah Zarah.
Made for Avodah Zarah.
That's what they use.
That's why they're red.
Oh, they're all kind of colors.
No. In Hawaii, where I grew up.
Okay. Also here, they're usually red. It could be also green.
They're red and they're green. There's also blue with white spots. It's black and so on.
It means all kinds of things, huh? Yeah.
But whatever. But the original user of Avodah Zarah, there's no... Just like the lights that they put in Sukkot sometimes, the flinking lights are made for the holiday of the birth of the...
Yimak Shemo.
Who was Ben Nida v'Mamzel.
Makim Haman, yeah, the Maharil used to hit the Haman also. And the Chacham Tzvi used to just do with his feet like this. Chacham Tzvi was a rabbi also in Amsterdam.
What time period was he?
200 years ago.
Same thing as Amalek.
Same idea of Amalek, yeah. 300 years ago was in Amsterdam.
1700s?
I don't know numbers like that. Okay. Yeah. So the chazan also, if someone's leaning, the chazan has to be silent, even though it's very annoying, until the silent returns back to the shul. Otherwise, people will not be able to hear the Megillah. Yeah.
I have a question for you. You may have already covered this, but I was reading the Shulchan Aruch this morning about Megillah. And I had thought about someone that had wore the tefillin during the reading of the Megillah.
The what? The tefillin?
The tefillin during the reading of the Megillah.
In the morning, yeah.
Right. Well, that pretty much was my question. Okay, you answered it. My understanding was you only wear the tefillin in the morning, so why would they have it on for the reading of the
Megillah? No, so only in the morning you have the tefillin on. During the reading of the Megillah, because it says in the pasuk, Vikal. Vikal, the Jews had they had also glory, Vikal, like respect.
Yes.
And the kavod, the honor. So the Gemara says that the honor means the tefillin on the head is the honor for Hashem. Oh. So that's why we wear the tefillin on our head. If there's the bris and shul that day, you do the bris before the laying in the Megillah. It's good, even if you don't have the Megillah, each one should have a chumash or tanach with him and follow the words. And even if you don't understand what he's saying, if it's in Lashon HaKodesh, it's okay. You don't have to understand what he's saying, you have to hear what he's saying.
They have it in large print now.
Good. You have to follow what he's saying and make sure you hear it. Stand close. No. Every word. Tov. Alacha Yudchet. Megillah b'Yudaled v'Tzvav. When we learn the Megillah on the 14th of Adar and the 15th of Adar. We're excited. 15th of Adar. We need to try to find at least 10 people to say together. It's bigger. It's greater to have it with 10 people, men. If there's no minyan, okay, you'll have a lady to look for me. It's not a problem. It's 100% alone, but the chatchila, you look for a minyan.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't try to be alone. Try to be with a minyan. Okay?
That's why this morning I was invited to the yard site, but we did not have 10 people. But we still did
a
Kaddish, obviously.
Kaddish, less than 10 people? No. I didn't need it. Kaddish, you don't do less than 10 people. Kaddish, Dusha, Bochu, you don't do less than 10 people. Reading the Torah, you don't do less than 10 people.
Okay, so we should have 10 people to do that.
Yeah, Kaddish, 10 men, 10 adults.
I'm still learning, thank you.
You're learning, we're all learning. I'm also still learning. Every year I learn new things. Every day.
When you read a Megillah, does it matter what color is used, the ink is used to write the Megillah? Does it have to be black on white paper?
Okay.
Or can it be green on red paper?
No, it has to be black.
It has to be the same ink that's used for the Zechei Tova and Mezizot and Tefillin.
Okay.
Also on kosher parchment, like made for.
Okay. The only leniency it has.
It does not have to be blessing Tova.
But right, it's Zechei Tova. No, it has a leniency from everything else. Is that you're allowed to, not the chatchila, but you're allowed to even put vowels inside and put.
And to decorate.
Yeah, you're allowed to decorate. I Zechei Tova as so. Also, a kosher Megillah, we said already, as long as it's not missing a whole
section
together, and it has more than 50% written. That's the kosher Megillah.
Well, it's like these stories I heard about these Jewish communities in Russia, how this person will have this part, but that person will have that part.
No, Zechva Baya.
And they bring them all together.
They have to bring it together and sew them. It has to be sewed together.
Right.
It's not sewed, not good. Kavika Bracha. That's the next thing. Interesting. You knew the next Yavo HaKodesh. You knew the next part. That's the next Neshuchanov. You write the Megillah only with ink. Ink means black. And only on parchment. Or on Gvil. Gvil is parchment before it's parchment. Parchment is scraped down. It's very thin. When it's still thick, it's called gvil. Okay?
There are some.
You're allowed to write on gvil also.
There are some temanim that say it has to be on gvil.
There's one here in the Chutz Chesed on gvil.
And there's
very heavy.
And there's some Ashkenazim say that gvil is a soup.
But for Megillah, it's definitely a setup.
It's very heavy.
Yeah, and they have one here, it's very heavy.
Like
it's reddish also, it's reddish.
It's reddish and thick and furry on the other side.
Yeah.
It's leather.
Leather.
I mean, parchment basically is coming from leather, but it's been processed.
Yeah.
Stretched and scraped. Processed is good, yeah. If you wrote it any other colors, it's possible. It must have lines engraved. Not colored full line. The colored lines are pasul. It has to have just a. You ever saw a mezuzah? And then say a mezuzah. You ever see?
Yeah.
So there's lines, right?
Yeah.
So it has to have lines. The only things which does not need lines is tefillin. Tefillin does not need lines. You need one line. Why do they do lines? It's neater. It's nicer for the tefillin to have lines. But tefillin is the only thing to write. You know, mezuzah. If you don't have lines, pasul. Pasul. Megillah, pasul. Sefer Torah, pasul. You have to have lines. Tefillin is the only thing that needs lines.
Tefillin? Totally.
Interesting halacha. Now, if it was written on paper, I saw a mezuzah once on paper. I was in Barcelona a few years ago doing a distribution of Avraham's books and Rabbeinu's books. And this guy told me, you have to come to my house. I'm doing Chanukah Sabbais. I said, okay, I'll come. So we moved to the new house, making a party. So I came. And he has I said, let me check your mezuzahs. I want to see what's going on. So he took them out. One was maybe kosher. One was definitely not. One was made out of paper. I said, where'd you buy this one? He said, in Tel Aviv. Paper. Literally paper. I brought it home. I wanted to show people.
I've heard where they've actually literally Xeroxed.
Yeah, it was Xerox. This is Xerox.
I remember in the States, I went to a shop, a Divrei Kodesh shop, Jewish things, and wanted to buy mezuzot.
When you were religious already? You were keeping everything already?
Hmm?
You were already observant, everything?
As the time was like in the Masorti stage, I had gone down and it was coming back up. It was the time of Balagan. So I went to get new mezuzot for an apartment that I, for a house that I bought. And he said, well, I said, you know, what do you have to offer? He says, well, there's the old style on parchment, but it's just a tradition. Though. You, it's just as good being on a paper, and it's half the price. So unless you really like, you know, antiquities and so on, it's not worth paying the price for the parchment
one. Is there a reform? Is there a reform?
He wasn't with a hat, and you know, I don't know what he was, but he was a shyster.
Yeah? I had the same problem in LA.
Here in Israel,
tefillin.
Here they have Arabs writing for you, Druze, the women.
Woman, we caught. I was working in Bnei Brak.
This is a tefillin.
I was working in Bnei Brak for the place that sold today. We had Haga'ah. I was a Magi on repair for some. And we caught a place on the edge of Bnei Brak where their female, what's it called?
Scribes.
Scribes. Like the three, what's it called? Something with a C that do artistic
work. Calligraphies.
Calligraphies. We feel like we're writing mezuzot.
It's pasul, only men care.
Pasul me and tatrila. Yeah, nida and the whole bit. Yeah, so. And there's another one that we caught that we're selling that was written by missionaries.
They have crosses, you tell me.
Yeah, on the Yud and the Vav had crosses. On the little thing about, they're being sold by a store in television called Sinai Publishing, was selling them. Okay?
Who crosses?
And there's one, and there's another one that we caught, a sochel, a merchant, a wholesale merchant, comes with a whole hide of mezuzot written on it.
Wow.
Okay? And they're really beautiful. And Shmuel, the guy who owned the shop, says, he felt something. They're really good. They reach one bit of it. I said, you got more like this? It's really nice stuff. Sure, I got a whole little trunk load. He brought a whole batch of hides, and Shmuel knows first. I said, yeah, you're right. Each mezuzah on the same position on each hide was exact copy of the one and the other
what
one.
Was that hide?
On the hides.
But it printed.
Well, it turns out, they managed to find a way to, by heat printing and going through a heat process so that the ink will spread out and be elevated on the hide.
Silk screening.
Okay? And just print hide after hide with the same screen. Then put
there's
it
no
heat,
way to know.
And then put a heat process so that the ink raises.
Yes, there's no way to know.
It looks like real. He caught it because he feels nobody writes on a whole hide. I read. Who writes on a hide? You can't do it. It's impossible. You have to. Stripes up the stripes at least.
Yeah, right.
How big was that hide?
A half cow.
Okay, so the length of the table by...
But half, no, about this wide by that deep.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Silk screening.
Yeah.
Because my wife did professional silk
screening. Okay. That's what you have here.
Kids, so it's really there.
Yeah.
So if it's written also, if a guy wrote it, or someone who's not keep Torah mitzvahs wrote the Megillah, it's not kosher. Yeah. Kitsu has a lot of laws like the Sefer Torah. If you want, I could teach you them. But
no same thing with tefillin. I bought a pair of tefillin. I brought them to someone a few years out later. They said he didn't even look at them. He just moved to their tray. They weren't even square.
I saw a pair of tefillin one where it was brown instead of black. It was made with sepia. You know what sepia is? Huh? Ink of cuttlefish, of squid. And it turns out there was a time in Eastern Europe and Central Europe where because that they were using sepia to make ink for stuff.
It has to be black.